air that I breathe. He's all that I need. Hallelujah. Are you desperate for Him? Hallelujah. I'm desperate for Him. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm hungry, God, for You, God. Lord, we need You more, God. Lord, I need more, God. Lord, I desire, Lord, the hunger that's within me, God. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, stir the fire, God. Stir the fire within our hearts, God. I pray to God, Lord, as we open up Your Word tonight, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, it stirs us within, God. It awakens us, God. Lord, I pray for Your Word, Your Holy Word, to enlighten us, God. Lord, to grip our hearts, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that things that we try to hold on to, God, by the power of Your name and the power of Your Word, to God, Lord, that we're set free, to God, Lord, from the truth, God. We're set free, God, Lord, by the truth. And Lord, we glorify Your name. Come on, somebody give Him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Sorry, listen, we turned the heat on a little bit late. Sorry about that. We apologize, but it's a little cold outside. It's a little bit. Usually it's a lot warmer. Amen. Trust me, because I usually feel it, and I'm not hot right now, so. Just snuggle up together. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on down here. Come on down here. I don't have to yell. Come on right here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. We're family. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. How many of you guys know that we are talking about our thoughts? We've been talking about our thoughts. Last week we talked about our mouth and our heart need to come into agreement. Amen. They need to come into agreement with the Word of God. Hey, listen, that's powerful. And we got to take hold of that. We got to see it for what it is. I really opened up the Word of God, and God began to show me some things, began to open up my heart about some things that I really haven't seen before. And I pray that you guys really just receive this and take hold of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I pray to God, Lord, that You just release me, God, to declare Your Word right here, right now, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we talked about our mouth and our heart to come in agreement. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this out of Romans 10, out of the Amplified. Romans 10, 6 and 11. And he says, "But the righteousness based on faith, which produces a right relationship with Him." Amen. Faith that produces right relationship with God. Saying the following, "Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead, as if He had to be saved by our own efforts, doing the impossible. But what it does say, the Word is near." Come on, tell someone the Word is near in you. In your mouth. Say it's in your mouth. And it's in our heart. That the Word of God be in our heart and be in our mouth. Amen. That, listen, you could say some things, we could say some things, but if our heart isn't right, we miss things. So our heart has to be right. So there's heart conditions, there's heart issues. Sometimes we wonder why some things don't go the way we want to, and God's working on our heart. Amen. The Bible says that those that with a heart after God, they shall see Him. Say, see Him. That we see Him. Those that are hungry. Those that have a right heart, that their heart be right with God. He says, "Because if you acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing His power, His authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes in Christ as Savior, resulting in justification, that is being made righteous, being freed of guilt, is sin, and made acceptable to God." This is His Word. "And with your mouth you acknowledge and confess His faith openly, resulting in confirming His salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes in Him, whoever, will not be disappointed." Say, "I'm not disappointed. For there's no distinction between Jew or nor Greek." Now let's look at 2 Corinthians 12:5. I just want to lay some things out for you. Is that all right? We're going to get rolling. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 12, 15. Is that what it is? Come on. I got to find the right scripture. Oh, I'm sorry. I got it. This was one that God gave me at the last minute. Yeah, this is 13:5. Now, I want to give this to you. I want you to see this. This is why our hearts need to be right. And I want to explain to you the power of what He did for us. Now, here's what I want us to take hold of. This is what I want us to grip. Listen, I always say this, that we read the whole Bible. Say the whole Bible. We bring everything that we read through the cross. See, this is the distinction. This is what we have to grip. But I've always said that we bring it through the cross. From Genesis to Revelation has to come through the cross. Because it all is about that. Hallelujah. Everything funnels through the cross. But I want you to know, we're not just to stop there. But everything needs to be based from that place. My thinking needs to be based through the cross. See, and that is something, is I'm renewing my thinking by bringing it through the cross. See, because the enemy has devices and plans. And we're going to take a whole look here that the only place that I'm an enemy with God is in my mind. It's in my mind. I want you to know it's not in the cross, because through the cross, I am set free. I am righteous in His name. Yes. Come on, amen. I am blood bought. Hallelujah. And I want you to know something. I'm a preacher that declares something, that the blood is not thin. Hallelujah. It is not watery, hallelujah, but it is powerful and it is mighty, hallelujah. And what it has done, it has set you free in Jesus' name, amen. That with that confession, come on, amen, comes a blood-bought work, hallelujah, that you walk in His righteousness, in the power of His blood, of what He did on the cross. And there's power in the blood, amen. There is power, wonder-working power. Nothing but the blood. Now, I want you to know something. I want to declare something. I want to build your faith. Because we say that, we sing the songs, but our hearts aren't always right. And this is what I mean by this, is we confess it with our mouth, but you got to believe it. Because it has paid the price. Nothing but the blood. Nothing. Tell your neighbor, nothing but the blood. If anybody preaches anything about that, they're not preaching Christ. Because it's all about the blood. Amen? It's all about what He did for me. Wow. So listen. And it says this. It says this in 13 verse 5. And it says, examine yourselves. Now, we hear that word. And we said this before, where we looked at, we've seen the scriptures where it says, study to show yourself approved. But I'm here to tell you this. Tell someone, bring it through the cross. And this is what I mean by that. I hope I get you here. This is what I mean, because it's nothing about what you do. Because immediately we read that, study to show yourself approved. That means that if I study, then I'll be approved by God. Bring it through the cross. Because the Bible says, study to see you're approved. How am I approved? Through the cross. By the blood. From His righteousness. It's made me right with God. I love Jesus. Come on, I love Jesus, amen. I want you to know there's the fire right there. Come on, amen. His passion for me, that love that He shed for me. Come on, amen. It breaks walls down and separates us from where we were to God, amen. It brings us to that place. It knocks down walls, amen. That's what His love does. And here's another scripture it says, and you read it, and at first you say it this way. But sometimes it's important for us to study, to understand that we are approved. Now, this is what I mean. I lost my place. Here it is. Listen. Examine yourselves. But here's what that word means. Study. Comprehend. Tell someone, comprehend. Comprehend yourselves. Whether you be in faith, prove your own selves. Know not your own selves. You need to know this. Don't take it from me. Listen, don't take it from a preacher. Come on, amen. Sometimes we put that off, amen. Sometimes we try to hear and let the pastor be the Holy Spirit for you. I'm a preacher that, listen, I want you to hear God, amen. I don't want that on me, hallelujah. I want you to know Him. I want you to grab hold of Him. I want you to run after Him with all your heart, amen. And that's what He's saying there, that you need to know Him for yourself. You need to know it, because I want you to know that's what changes everything. That's what gives you power. That's what gives you might. Hallelujah. Run through a troop. Leap over a wall. He says, to know that you're not your own selves. How that Jesus Christ is in you. Except, say except. You be reprobates. And that word means this. Unapproved. Unapproved. Now listen, He's already approved me. Coming through the cross, everybody. Bring it through the cross. The only way for me to not experience that is to believe that I am unapproved of Him. That He doesn't approve of me. Because it'll keep me in my mind. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. But I separate myself because of shame, because of doubt, because of fear in my mind. It's already settled in the heavens. It's already done on the cross. It already took place. You've already been risen in Christ. It's already done. Tell someone it's already done. You're already approved. You've been accepted. Hallelujah. You've been taken in. Hallelujah. You're His. I'm laying some groundwork here. Amen. Colossians. I love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. There's no way I'm getting through. God, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I wrote too many scriptures. I sat too long writing scriptures today. Because there's so many that tell me I'm approved. There's so many that tell me I'm His. Colossians 1:19. For it pleased the Father, in Him should all fullness dwell, that you be full, hallelujah, of Him. That all the fullness of God dwells in you. He says, and having made peace through the blood. Thank you to the blood. Amen. Of His cross. By Him to reconcile all things. Say all things. Unto Himself. By Him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes. Remember I talked about aliens in the Bible. Here it is. That sometimes you were alienated. So I do believe in, I used to be an alien. I used to be an alien. I was alienated from God. Are you ready for this? Alienated. Where are we at? Enemies. Where was I enemies? I'm here to tell you, not in His mind. Not in His mind. You're always on His mind. My wife read that before I knew Him, hallelujah, when I was in sin, I was on His mind. But in my mind, I was an alien. Listen, and He says, and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. Say He's reconciled. We're bringing it through the cross. In the body of His flesh, through the death, to present you holy. Here's where we get touchy. This is what I want you to get, because here's the mind issue. This is my heart. This is my heart. This is where the heart issue is. Come on, amen. We say it all the time, amen. We declare it, but I want you to know that He, because of His flesh, through His death, to present you holy. Tell your neighbor you're holy. Oh, hallelujah. You're unblameable. You're unreprovable in His sight. I want you to hear this. I want you to know that, listen to me, we got to get it in our sight. Because in His eyes, you're holy, hallelujah. You're worthy, hallelujah. You're approved of Him, amen. You are right with Him. And the enemy knows it. So you got to get to know it. Study to find out you're approved. I want you to know that, listen to me, the enemy doesn't want you to think or know that you are approved of the Father. We say it, we declare it, we sing it from our songs, we shout it, we declare it, but when we get out there sometimes, we find ourselves. He says, if you continue, He says, if you continue in faith, grounded, settled, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Say good news. Death, burial, and resurrection, which you have heard and which we have preached to every creature, which is under heaven. Wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister of this. And we can keep going there, but I'm not. I'm just going to lay some groundwork down. All right? You all right? Are you getting where I'm going here? Honest? Knows your heart. He says, Romans 1:17 says, for therein is the... Oh, no, I can't stay. I got to go farther. I just seen something. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. I hope I wrote this down. Yes. I wrote this word down because we hear it all the time. But this is what this means. Ashamed. And people say, I'm not ashamed. I'll tell people that I serve God, I'm a Christian, but listen, it's more than just that. This is what it says. He says, ashamed means disgraced, like someone singled out because they misplaced their confidence or support. Listen, because it's not about you. It's not about you being bold in yourself that you love God. He does not need you to do that. Because it's greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. But Paul was saying that I have not lost my in Him, knowing He's my support. Read it. When we read it like that, of the gospel, I'm not ashamed of the support that I have in the gospel. He says of Christ, for it is the power of God unto, say unto, salvation to everyone that believeth, to Jew first and also to the Greek. It was presented to the Jews. Amen. But then the cross. Amen. Say everybody. 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 Amen. He says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Just do that yourselves. Look that up. The just shall live by faith. Just start looking that up and read that, understand that. And listen, here's what I mean by that. You got to see it through the cross. The just shall live by faith. He said from faith to faith. So you live, you walk in the Spirit by faith, knowing that you're righteous. See, this is the key. If I don't understand that I'm right with God, that it's in my heart, amen, no matter what I say, doesn't matter. Listen, this is empowering. This is empowering for us to grab hold of this. That I know that I am in the righteousness in Christ. Get this. Amen. The just shall live by faith. James 3. James 3. Come on, you can say this yourself. I know you know it. Amen. James 3. Oh, 5:16. Sorry. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a what? Availeth much. This is why it's so important for us to understand why I'm righteous. Because it affects my prayers. I could say whatever I want with my mouth, but if my heart's not right, it doesn't matter. The passionate prayer of a righteous availeth much, does much. So I want you to know that God wants us, our hearts, to be right with Him, that we can declare a thing and it'll be. Not just word games, but our hearts right. Come on, this is going to change your prayer life. I hope it does. Amen. Now this is 3:18, and it says, "For the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." I want you to know this, that if there's no peace in your heart, you can't make peace. If there's no peace in your heart, you can't make peace. Amen? If there's a storm on the inside, there'll be a storm on the outside. But if there's peace on the inside, there'll be peace on the outside. It's getting your inside right with your outside. Come on, amen? That if we recognize God on the inside, we'll see God on the outside, and so will everybody else. That's why religion is stinky. Because people are in turmoil on the inside. Amen. They're in turmoil on the inside. Amen. So they represent that. And they begin to pick on people because they see something in somebody else that they may be overcome. That they got it under their thumb. Amen. And they'll project. Amen. They'll project their faith on you. Dangerous. Dangerous. 1 John. You write these down. You study them. Take hold of them. Amen. You can come back and talk to me about them if you want to. He says, "Hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our hearts condemn us," this is powerful, "if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart." He is greater. Say He's greater. See, if our hearts condemn us, therefore, there is no more, no condemnation. He's saying this. He says, listen to me. In God, I want you to know this, there's no more condemnation. But you know who condemns? We do. We condemn ourselves. We declare perjury. I began to look what perjury was, and it's bringing a false witness. Accusations, not the truth. And the enemy will use it against us to declare, see, they don't believe it in their hearts. Listen. He said, "Behold, if our hearts condemn us, then we have confidence to..." He said, "Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God." It's when we stop condemning others and ourselves. What's in our hearts will project to other people. What we condemn in our own selves will condemn other people. Trust me, I've seen it. Doorbell. Hey, amen. No, he's here. He's not coming. He's here. Tell somebody he's here. Come on, man. I need to get him the tape again. His word assures us that he abides in us. Amen. That he abides in us. Wherefore, we ask... Listen, and then if we have confidence, whatsoever, say whatsoever, We ask. We receive of Him. Because we keep His words and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is the commandment, the word, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ. Love one another as He gave Himself to us. He that keepeth His word dwelleth in Him, and He in Him. Hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us. That we don't walk in our confidence, but we walk in the confidence that He gave me in the Spirit. Amen? That I'm confident of this very thing. That He who began this work with me shall finish it. Say He's going to finish it. Say He's going to finish it. Come on, amen. That thing He began, He'll finish. Amen. He started on the cross. Amen. So we need to let Him work that thing. Work it. Say, work it, Lord. Come on, say, work it, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good news. Tell someone that's good news. I'm getting where I got to get. Amen. Come on. Tell me, get there, PK. I'm trying really hard here. God help me, Jesus. Ephesians 4. I got to lay these down for you to take hold of. Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, 17. I say, therefore, testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their own minds, in worthlessness of their minds, having the understanding darkened, being alienated, there we go, come on, aliens, separated from Him, the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of what? The hearts. Say it's a heart issue. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to the no restraint. That's what that means. To work all the uncleanness and greediness, wastefulness. But ye have not so learned in Christ. You didn't get it from Jesus. Tell somebody you didn't get it from Jesus. If so, be that you have heard Him and have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations, hallelujah, which after God is, the old man, which is the corrupt according to the deceitfulness of the lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Tell someone, I'm not an alien. Come on, amen. I am not a foreigner. Amen. Come on. I am not a foreigner. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not a foreigner. Amen. In my mind, come on, I'm not a foreigner. I'm not an alien to God. I have right, hallelujah, to be with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. I have right to be with Him. Hallelujah. And He says, and he that put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That when you put it on, I want you to know you're holy. Come on, you're righteous. We need to know that because a righteous prayer availeth much. It gets things done. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. This is important. Because what's in your heart is what you'll speak. And if you're speaking to your neighbor what's not truth, what's in your heart isn't right. I want you to get this. I want us to take hold of this. Amen. I want you to know that our mouth's got to be right. What's coming out, we got to watch and see. It needs to match up with the Word. It needs to come through the cross. And if I'm looking at you not through the cross, I'm wrong. Hallelujah. I'm wrong. If I'm not looking at those that are in the world through the cross, hallelujah, the way that He sees them, amen, they might not be acting like it. Hallelujah. I need to come to a place where I declare to them who they really are. Get them to know who they are. Amen. Let them begin to declare a new confession. If they confess with mouth and believe in the heart, amen, that they'll be saved. Set free. Hallelujah. Brand new. Old things passed away. Jesus says, I've come. I bring the kingdom of God. Repent. Change the way you've been thinking. I'm going to give you a new way of thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to bring it through the cross. In the power of my resurrection, you'll walk it out. Hallelujah. Listen, people are walking and they're defeated and they're broken. What He has done for them, they shouldn't be that way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, hallelujah, shall have new life. Amen. He says, wherefore, putting away, speak every man truth. Stop lying. Don't bring a false report. The enemy already does that. Amen. He says, every man truth of his neighbor, for we are members one to another. He says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun, that's a whole nother scripture, a whole nother sermon. I'm not going to be angry and sin not. Neither, this is where I want to be, neither give place. I want you to see something here. I want you to get this. The only place that I am alienated is in my mind. I can't give the enemy any place because he made a way where there was no way. He made access to the Father. Come on, you all know the story. Remember when Jesus was standing there and Peter was in front of him? Peter was doubting and he called him the Antichrist. And what did he tell him? He says, Satan, get behind me. He declared it. Listen, it was because he was acting like an alien in his own mind. He says, Peter, you're not thinking the right way. I want you to know that one scripture before that, he called him, he says, listen, what you just declared came from God. What you just thought was a God thought. He says, and because of that, he says, I'm going to build my church on that thought. And the next verse, he says, Satan, get behind me. Wrong thought. Say wrong thought. Do you get that? He said, because he was an alien in his mind. He was separating ourselves. Oh, I want us to get this. We can't give the enemy any advantage. No advantage. He says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. What, let me go here. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Corrupt communication. And listen. Say, he's not talking about cussing. We used to preach that. I used to hear all the time. Let no corrupt communication. You guys stop swearing like that. I know we're not supposed to. I get it, but it's bigger than that. He said, because whatever comes out of your mouth, came out of your heart. So you need to come. You need to get your heart changed so what comes out of your mouth is right. And if you begin to talk bad, don't talk. Don't lay hands on my anointed. And I'm talking about you. Don't lay hands on God's anointed. Don't badmouth the anointed of God. Don't badmouth what He called holy. Don't badmouth what He says unblameable. Hallelujah. That's worthy. That's sanctified. That's righteous. Come on, amen. Don't declare it. Don't have bad communication over yourself. Don't talk dirty over yourself. You need to declare the word faith upon faith. You need to keep declaring it. Speak the word. You know what? When we begin to declare His word over ourselves, we begin to speak that word. We begin through the cross. Amen. It's effective. It's powerful. Amen. Begin to speak it. Tell someone, speak it. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, say bitterness. This is where it's powerful. I want you to get this. Come on, this is where it is powerful. Let no bitterness, say bitterness. Come on, bitterness is something that gets in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And it will decay you. It'll break you down. Let no bitterness get in your heart. Listen, don't give the enemy any place. Because if you go to bed angry, you'll wake up bitter. Tell someone you got to get it right before you go to bed. You got to get it right before you lay your head down. Amen. You got to get it right. Hallelujah. He says, though anger, clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving, say forgiving one another, even as God has forgiven you. This is powerful. I know you've heard this, but I want you to get this. You're putting this all together. Listen, now, you're putting it all together because it's seeing ourselves righteous. It's seeing ourselves forgiven. If I hold you in contempt, if I don't forgive you, the Bible says, my Father can't forgive me.
Why? Because I won't let him. Here's why. Because I didn't bring it through the cross. Because if I believe what he did for me, I realize you're forgiven. You might not know it yet. You do. But I'm saying someone else, they might not know it yet. Listen, I work with a bunch of guys. They don't know it yet. Hallelujah. They don't know it yet. Hallelujah. They don't know it yet, but they're forgiven. Hallelujah. They're righteous. Hallelujah. No matter what they do. Come on, amen. I ask God, cleanse my eyes that I see them righteous. Hallelujah. That I see them working for you, God. Lord, let me be thankful for them. Let me declare them unto you, God. Righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see them the way God sees them. Forgiven. Set free. Amen. 10 minutes. You got it? Give me 10. Raise your hands. 10, 20, no. You guys fall for that every time. 2 Corinthians, I really got to get to go. This isn't even where I want to be tonight yet. Oh, 2 Corinthians 2:10. It says, to whom you forgive anything, say anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes forgive I. It in the person of Christ. I don't do this in my own strength, but I do it in His. No longer I liveth, but Christ liveth in me. Well, how can I forgive? You can't, but He can. Hallelujah. You can't, but He can. Come on, amen. It's in a heart issue, amen. He says, because we can't do things on our own strength and our own might. He says, lest Satan. What happens if you can't forgive? Have bitterness? Let Satan should gain an advantage on us. That we give the enemy an advantage. Because if I begin to see everybody unforgiven, they can't be forgiven, or God can't do nothing with that person, then what is my confession in my heart? Where's my heart? Listen to me, I want you to know that how about if Jesus would have thought that when they hung him on the cross and they beat him and they spit on him and they broke his bones. They didn't break his bones, but they beat him and they scarred him. Come on, amen. And they beat him and they hung him on the cross and he bled. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This isn't out of what I'm doing for them, but it's out of the soulish realm. It's out of the flesh that brings death and corruption. These are devices, and the devices the enemy uses is unforgiveness and bitterness. This is where the enemy will use to gain an advantage. I want us to take hold of this, because we have to have our hearts before God. Every day, repent, put our hearts before God. Lord, let me have a right heart. Let me have a clean heart, Father. Let my heart be clean, clean, clean. That I don't hold people in contempt. Amen. That I don't hold people in contempt, that I don't hold it against them, that I don't continue to let that bitterness rise up within me, and then it becomes unforgiveness. Then the enemy will be going to get a grip and a hold on me. Listen, the Bible talks about this, and let's look at 2 Corinthians 12. Lest I should be exalted above measure in abundance of revelations. This is, and you heard this before, but this was really awoken to me today. Amen? I don't know, you might have heard this before, but maybe not. But there was given to me a thorn, say a thorn, in my flesh. This is the guy that's had great revelation, hallelujah, that he's a mighty man of faith. But he said that there was a thorn in his flesh. He says, there was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, to poke me, to gain an advantage over me. The messenger of Satan, lest I should be exalted above measure. He says, for this thing I sought you, Lord, 3 times. He says, that I might depart from me, that it might leave me. Say it might leave me. But it didn't. Listen, I want you to hear this. And he said this. He says, but he said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. He says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want you to know that somebody was buffeting him. Somebody, and you say, well, how do you know it wasn't like a physical illness? I don't believe that, because the Bible, we always base it upon the Word. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures here that tell me what thorns are. It tells me what thorns are. I want you to see here, thorns are those things that get in and they annoy you. I want you to hear this and know this, that sometimes, I want you to know what annoys you more than anything sometimes? People. So could he be talking about people? I remember this. Come on. They kept throwing him in prison. They kept beating him. They kept persecuting him. They kept coming against him. People. 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 He never complained about his hurt. But Jesus says, I want you to get this, my grace is sufficient for you. Oh, I got to get this, because I can't leave you stranded here. I got to give this to you, all right? You okay? Luke 8:7. I got to give these to you. I got it. He says, and some fell among thorns. And thorns sprung up with it and choked it. Say, choked it. And some flung mouth out. And he says, I want you to know that it explains to us what thorns are. He says, and some fell among thorns. He says, and they which they were have heard go forth and are choked with cares. They're choked. They're thorns. They're choked. Come on. By cares, by things that come, that when you become persecuted, when somebody comes against you, when you're holding on to something that somebody did to you, that it becomes a thorn in your side. That no matter every step you take, it's pulling you back to where you were offended, where you were hurting, where you were broken, hallelujah, so that the enemy can gain an advantage, that he can get a hold of you and keep you there, not seated with him. And I got to say this too. Remember Jesus said this to Paul. He said this. I believe that this, when he said that to him, Paul was reminded. He said that of your acts. Remember he said that. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. And he says, do you remember when Paul, when he was riding, and he says that he was persecuting the Christians? He was coming against them. He was causing them all kinds of trouble, all kinds of pain, all kinds of hurt. And Jesus stepped in. And he got his attention. And he fell off his horse. And Jesus said to him, he says, why do you persecute me? Why are you putting thorns? Why are you poking me? He said, I didn't poke you. When you did it to them, you did it to me. And I want you to see something. As I forgave you, my grace is sufficient for you. Let me just give you these couple. I got four scriptures. That's it. I'm going to do them real quick. You all right? I just want to lay these down. I'm going to give them to you real quick. Real quick. Ready? He says, and thou shalt not eat of the cursed ground. He says, Genesis 3:17. He says, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground. Say, cursed is the ground. The earth. The flesh. He says, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. See, the enemy wants us to stay in the flesh. Amen? He wants us to stay in that place out of God's grace, out of seeing ourselves with him. That's what he did to Adam and Eve. He got an advantage. He separated them. Amen? And he says, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth. The flesh will bring forth thorns. He says to you. It shall bring forth to you. Next verse. Numbers 33. I got to give you these ones so this all makes sense. If not, you're going to... Am I making sense? The Holy Spirit making sense here? He says 33, verse 55, I believe. Yes. He says, but if thou... Let me read 54. This is the children of Israel. He says, going into the promised land. He says, and you shall divide the land by your inheritance among your families. And to more you shall give the more inheritance, and to the fewer you shall give less inheritance. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth, according to the tribes and the fathers you shall inherit. But, say but, if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall vex you, and you the land therein you will dwell. Moreover, shall to come pass, and it shall do unto you as I thought to do unto you. Listen, they become thorns. He says, so I need to cast them out. False imaginations. Come on, amen. Bad thoughts about myself and about how that I'm not right with God. The enemy tries to place in there. Come on, amen. We need to cast out bitterness. Amen. We need to drive it out. Let there be no division. Come on, amen. I want you to know this is what brings the power and understanding that our church takes hold of in unity, that we take out bitterness, that we press so that we can take hold of the promises of God. Amen. There'd be no thorns, amen, that get in the way, that choke it. You ever watch sometimes revivals and things happen? And then what happens? Things happen where people become less forgiving, they become bitter, and then boom, stops. We have to drive them out. No bitterness. Deal with it. Tell someone, deal with it. Drive it out, amen. We need to drive it out. Two scriptures, Jeremiah 4:3. Doing that with one hand. That's pretty good. Jeremiah 4:3, it says, "For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up," say break up, "follow ground, and sow not among thorns." Amen. Break it up, say break it up. Break it up. Root it up, say root it up. Hosea 10:12. Hosea 10:12. Now listen, I want you to get this. Listen, this scripture right here was the two scriptures that Charles Finney, look it up, God spoke in his heart. And because of this word, revival that America has ever seen swept across America. Transformed things. It was a word, hallelujah, of righteousness. Listen to this. That broke forth out of these two scriptures. I want you to know that revival can start right now in your heart if we take hold of these scriptures. I'm talking about your own heart. Listen, listen, we all declare the kingdom of God. God, we want to see the kingdom of God. I want you to hear this and know this. The kingdom of God cannot come out, will not see it out there until I see it in here. Till I see it within me. Come on, amen. Till I see it within me. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Change your thinking. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of God, I'm going to give you a new way of thinking. Hallelujah. A new way. And my grace is sufficient for you. What I did on the cross is enough. He says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow grounds, for it is time to seek the Lord. Break up the fallow grounds. Rip up things that are rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness. Pull them up. Pull them up. Come on, tell someone, pull them up. Come on, I don't care what it is. Come on, we're going to pull it up. Amen. We're going to pull it up. Amen. We're going to pull it up. And he says, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You have plowed wickedness and have reaped sin. You have eaten the fruit of lies because thou didst trust in your ways in the multitude of mighty men. But it's time to sow in righteousness. Hallelujah. It's time to sow in righteousness. Anytime, anywhere we take hold of this truth will set us free. By the renewing of our minds, our thinking, let our heart be right. Hallelujah. Lord, let me have a clean heart, pure heart, a right heart. Stand to your feet. Let our heart be right. Set aside for Him. Amen. Come on. Get past unforgiveness. Get past bitterness. Because those things hold us back. And they cause us to doubt if we're forgiven. Come on. In the depths of our hearts. Makes us question. But I want you to know that when we taste and see the Lord is good, when we partake of that, what comes out of us is righteousness. It's righteousness. It's not about me trying to get it done. It's about what He did on the cross. Everything that we believe, everything we read in this word comes out from the cross. Everything that is in my mind that I take in has to come through the cross. Anything that does not declare that I'm proved that how He sees me is... I cannot receive it. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this. I want you to take hold of this. You say, well, does that mean that... I want you to get this. So does that mean, I want you to know that with a righteousness, when my right heart, I'll walk in the Spirit. When I realize that He made me righteous, I'll walk after it. I told you guys this is the story before, that when I was a young kid, that my dad would yell at me and scream at me to shower, to use deodorant. I didn't have time for it. I was having fun. Didn't need to wash my hair. Who am I impressing? I don't care. Until one day, I met somebody. She caught my eye. This is before her. I'd like it to be her, but it was her. See? She keeps me clean and dirty. Or clean. Clean and fed. Clean and fed. But here's the thing. When I seen that and love got a hold of my heart, all of a sudden I started showering, started using deodorant, started combing my hair. What was the difference? My father told me I had to do it, I had to do it, I had to do it. I didn't do it. But when love entered in, changes everything. I didn't have to do it. I wanted to do it. See, I want you to know, when we show people and declare to people, know what He did for them at the cross, it's everything. Tell someone it changes everything. Listen, I want you to know it changes everything. Hallelujah. It'll change the way I walk. It'll change the way I run after God. When I realize what He did for me at the cross, it's all about the cross. Hallelujah. And what He did on the cross was enough. Hallelujah. To make me right and righteous in His sight. Tell someone I'm holy. Heavenly Father, I pray right now to God, Lord, that those words begin to be gripped in our hearts, God. Lord, that we begin to walk in the Spirit of what You've declared us to do. Lord, that we can declare things, hallelujah, and they shall be done because our hearts are right, God. Our hearts are right. Lord, I thank You for that. I pray right now, God, Lord, if there anything be in our hearts, I pray that You speak to our hearts, God. Lord, that we line up with You, God, Lord, in our understanding, that we forgive those. Lord, that there be any unforgiveness. If there be any bitterness, God, Lord, I pray that You break it over us right now in Jesus' name. And we accept that Your grace is sufficient. We give You the glory. And we give You the honor. In Your name we pray. Amen. Come on, love on somebody. Tell someone you're worthy. Amen. Come on, tell them you're worthy. Amen.